Chapter 18 Nutrition and Health. Nutrition from a practical perspective. What is a healthy, well-balanced diet? A healthy diet is comprised of many different foods. That is one of the major concepts of a healthy diet is variety. A general rule is, the greater the variety of foods, the greater the chances of obtaining all the nutrients that are needed for good health. Another advantage to variety is it reduces the chances of any adverse effects of a specific food. An example is eating large quantities of beef or protein might raise saturated fat intake, body weight and risks of developing heart disease. Another example is large quantities of tuna fish might result in an increased risk of mercury toxicity. However, an individual that obtains protein from many different types of foods, such as small portions of beef, fish, chicken, turkey, milk, soybeans, and peanuts, is less likely to develop medical problems from an excess of a nutrient or a toxin. A general principle is eating an excessive quantity of the same type of food might strain various organs or enzyme systems, or it can result in excess of a nutrient and or a toxin. Eating small quantities of many different types of foods eliminates or reduces these risks, and increases the chances of obtaining all the nutrients you need for good health. The ideal concept of food variety in relation to a healthy diet. The ideal diet should involve many different types of fruits and vegetables with different colors and textures. This includes various types of leafy and root vegetables. The diet should involve many different types of meat, from various sections of the animal, such as different cuts of beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and turkey. The ideal diet should also involve many different types of fish, beans, and nuts. This should be coupled with a variety of grain products from wheat, rice, buckwheat, rye, oats, barley, millet, etc. The grain products should be whole grain. A variety of milk products should be included as well. This includes liquid milk, yogurt, buttermilk, and various types of cheeses. The milk products ideally should be from both cows and goats, and low fat or no fat. Caution is always required with foods that contain excessive quantities of fat, which can lead to an excessive caloric intake, and other problems. This is especially the case with many cuts of beef, lamb and pork. For some people, avoiding these meats altogether might be advisable, because of their high saturated fat content. The same applies to most cheeses, and any milk product that is not fat reduced. It is also necessary to avoid excessive consumption of nuts, because of their very high fat content. However, most nuts provide a healthy form of fat. The ideal diet, for most people, in terms of calories is about 25% fat, 10 or 15% protein, and the remainder of the calories is primarily from whole grain carbohydrates, fruits, and vegetables. Some people do better on diets with higher fat content, providing the fat is from healthy food sources, such as fish and nuts. However, it is necessary to restrict carbohydrate intake to compensate for a diet that is higher in fat. Cultural diversity in relation to food. Thus, a healthy diet will contain a large variety of foods, but there are no absolute requirements for specific foods. It is possible to create a good diet with almost any set of culturally based food preferences, including the typical American diet, which includes dairy products, beef, pork, poultry, and fish. However, a well-balanced diet can easily be obtained from vegetable products with some sources of dairy. With somewhat more difficulty, it is possible to obtain a perfectly healthy diet from vegetable sources, without any animal products whatsoever. A list of food groups or food categories that comprise a healthy American diet based on typical American food preferences and dietary habits. An ideal diet contains the food groups or categories listed at the end of this paragraph. Note, the following list of food groups is my delineation of an ideal diet, which is approximately the same as the typical idealized diets described by most sources. In this list, I use the word serving as in a relative manner. For example, one serving of beef for a small person or child will be much smaller than one serving of beef for a tall muscular adult, based on the way I am using the terminology. At least 2 or 3 servings of milk products per day. This can include milk, cheese, yogurt, or buttermilk. However, Ideally, these products should be low-fat or fat-free, because the butter fat in milk products can be unhealthy, especially if it is consumed in large quantities. 2 or 3 servings of beef, pork, eggs, poultry, or fish per day. Ideally, beef and pork should involve meats that are low-fat. This can involve meats that have been trimmed of excess fat. In most cases, it is healthier to eat chicken, turkey, and fish instead of beef and pork. If eggs are consumed, they should be consumed in moderation, because of their high cholesterol content. Ideally, egg whites, or processed egg products made of egg whites, can be used instead of whole eggs, because they do not contain cholesterol. It is necessary to minimize the serving sizes to avoid excess calorie intake, especially if you are consuming beef, pork, or fatty poultry or fish. 1 or more servings of a vegetable source of protein per day. This is an ideal, and it is optional, if you obtain adequate protein from the foods mentioned above. This can involve soybeans, peanuts, mixed beans, or a mixture of various types of nuts. If nuts are consumed, extreme caution is necessary, because they contain a very large quantity of calories from fat. For a vegetarian diet, 3 or 4 servings of vegetable sources of protein per day may be necessary. In addition, the vegetarian diet might require a vitamin B12 supplement, and possibly a calcium and iron supplement, especially if dairy products are not consumed. 1 or 2 servings of green leafy vegetables per day. This includes spinach, turnip greens, kale, Brussels sprouts, celery, and many other green vegetables. These foods are low in calories, assuming they are not prepared with fats or oils. Thus, they can be consumed in relatively large quantities, which can be helpful for losing and maintaining proper weight. These foods also contain a good source of roughage fiber. 1 serving a day of a vitamin A containing vegetable. Vegetables in this category are usually orangish in color, and they contain beta-carotene, which is a precursor to vitamin A. Good examples are carrots and sweet potatoes. There are many other vegetables that contain vitamin A, but in much lower quantities than the above. 3 or more servings per day of fruits and/or vegetables. The vegetables are additions to the servings discussed above. This includes apples, pears, peaches, plums, apricots, grapes, bananas, mangoes, avocados, cucumbers, tomatoes, cauliflower, beets, turnips, onions, radishes, etc. These foods are generally low in calories, except for the avocados and bananas, and they can be helpful in a weight reduction diet. 2 to 4 servings per day of grain products. The grain products include breads, cereals, rice, and products that are made from rice, wheat, and other grains. Ideally, all of the grain products should be whole grain, such as whole wheat bread, brown rice, and whole grain cereals. A good compromise would be 50% whole grain products. It is necessary to minimize the serving sizes to avoid excess calorie intake with grain products. 1 serving of a citrus fruit per day. Examples are oranges and grapefruits, or the juice from these fruits. Other methods of devising a healthy and balanced diet. There are a large number of ways of delineating a well-balanced diet, and the list I presented above is one method. Similar methods involve placing foods into various groups or categories. However, whatever method is used, the results that you obtain will be approximately the same. One of the latest methods of devising a healthy diet is presented at the USDA website www.mypyramid.gov web link. This website is one of the best sources for a practical perspective on a well-balanced diet. It has many features, including software to calculate your dietary needs based on your height, sex, physical activity, and age. The software runs off the website at the following web address: www.mypyramid.gov web link. There are a number of other websites that provide various methods of deriving a well-balanced diet, including the following. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.